This is an All Ears English bonus episode, special invitation, plus how to use interactive questioning to succeed in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Denver and Portland, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In this episode, Lindsay Aubrey and Jessica talk about how you can avoid the embarrassment of feeling lost and not understanding fast native conversations in larger groups. Plus, find out how to sign up for our upcoming free live web class. Listen in today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
We are back on All Ears English. What's going on?
Well, there are three of us. So.
Yeah. Why are we here today? All three of us, not just two. What's happening?
Oh my gosh. Aubrey, what is happening?
This is really fun. We have a web class coming up for you guys. We have created group conversations where three or four of us are speaking every time about the things that you'll hear natives talking about, things that are real and relevant and sometimes a little controversial, which is fun. So we are going to do a web class with three strategies for understanding fast group conversations. We want to make sure you guys get in there. Go to allearsenglish.com/coffee. Why are we calling it coffee, Jessica? It's so fun.
I know. I love this link so much, but it is a link that we have to explain. Guys, it's all about the imagery. Okay, listeners, close your eyes. I want you to imagine yourself in the future, all right? You are in your target country, right? You have immigrated. You are living there with your family, or you've landed your dream job in Canada. Wherever you are, right? You are there. You are connected to a lot of different people in English. You're having coffee with three or four friends, and you are sharing your opinions on current events, on traditions, on culture. So guys, these are the deeper connections that we want to prepare you for.
Yes.
So you can have these conversations over coffee.
Yeah. I mean, that is the good stuff in life. I remember a couple months ago, we posted an Instagram question, something about coffee, and we had so many students respond. I think 80 or 90 of you guys responded, and we realized, oh my gosh, coffee is a value. Okay, let's say coffee and tea, gathering around a hot drink is a value all over the world. And this is what makes us human, because we want to connect over that, right? We want those. Otherwise, we're not really living fully.
Exactly. Totally, and I imagine like if you're at a coffee shop and you're visiting with just one friend and in English and you're doing great, but then a few new friends come and sit down, I don't want you to be at all nervous that you're now not going to understand and you're going to start getting quiet and just try to keep up. We want you to be able to understand everything that's happening and still be able to participate, even if the group is larger.
Totally.
Right.
Yes.
Because here's the thing, guys. Like, we, all three of us, right, have experienced the feeling lost, mm-hmm. right? We've all been in groups of people speaking not our native language, right? Yeah. In Spanish, in French, and just like sort of shrinking away because like we're so afraid to be there. We can't understand. We can't show ourselves to this group of people.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we realized that like, well, why was that? Because we never got to practice. Like mm-hmm. nobody prepares you to be in a group like that. So that's the point why we are teaching you guys this. Lindsay, yeah. have you experienced that?
Oh, totally. And I think this is what guides all of us at All Ears English, kind of on that visceral level to help you guys connect. Because we've, as Jessica said, we've had this feeling of not being connected. I remember when I was traveling in Colombia in 2007, I was traveling with my friend who was a native Spanish speaker from Madrid. And we were traveling in Colombia. I think we were in Cartagena or Santa Marta. Somewhere on the beach, okay? And we were hanging out on the beach and all of a sudden a couple of friends came by, native Spanish speakers from Colombia, and hung out with us. And they just seemed like really cool people. They were laughing. I remember hearing a talk of politics. I remember even people were kind of like making jokes about the US actually. And it felt a little, it felt awkward to me because first of all, I couldn't respond because I didn't know what they were saying. They were making jokes about, I think, President Bush, about our political system. Yeah. And that was pretty triggering to me. I wasn't necessarily a fan of President Bush, but it was triggering to me because they were talking about Americans and I couldn't respond. Yeah. I couldn't represent, right? And I felt stupid, to be honest. I felt silly. And that in that moment, I think that was a big moment where in the future, I wanted to help students to not be in this situation. And this is what this web class will do for you guys. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Yes, exactly, guys. So again, three strategies from our experience studying language, studying linguistics, even the science behind how you can actually improve your English skills. Mm-hmm. One example, I love this. It's called interactive questioning. So guys, here's the thing, like, imagine this feeling of being lost. Like you're so inside your head. You are so embarrassed that you're not even trying to like overcome this feeling.
Right.
You're not trying to get out of your head and focus on the people around you. So interactive questioning is like, the basis of this strategy is like, guys, it's not only up to you. Like the conversation does not depend on you only. Mm-hmm. It has to do with the speakers as well, right?
Yes.
So connect with them, involve them, mm-hmm. right? So yeah. Interactive questioning is when you ask for a little help, right? Because we need a lifeline sometimes.
Yeah.
So clarification is an example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jessica, I think sometimes we cave in on ourselves and we think it's all our responsibility to understand everything that's going on. But when you put a little bit of the responsibility on the group, on the other people, it takes that pressure off so you can start to think clearly, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Guys, they want to connect with you.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Like Lindsay, I'm sure the Colombians on the beach, like that conversation would have been more enjoyable for them if they could ask you about America.
I mean, they were probably talking about that because you were there and you were American. They wanted to involve you.
Exactly. Yeah. And so the feeling of not being fully present as a human being in that conversation can feel bad. Ugh, you know,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. Feel bad.
It's terrible. So we're going to teach you guys a couple quick phrases that you could use in this situation. So if somebody is like inviting you to do something, or maybe the people around you are planning an outing, right? So let's take Aubrey's example from before, from the last bonus, right? Mm-hmm. She was in a group and these people like met without you.
Yeah.
That was like terrible to know. What if they were planning it and you just didn't understand?
Oh.
So one thing you could ask is like, sorry, real quick, do you mean this Saturday or next Saturday?
That's a really good point that they might have been planning something there that night and I just didn't understand. So I just didn't show up.
We don't know.
That's so funny. We could also say, like, hold on a sec. What do you mean by whatever? Yeah. Like, if you don't understand.
And Lindsay
could
have used this one, you know, just to say, hold on a sec.
Yeah.
You know, what do you mean by what you're saying there about Americans? I'd love to understand, right?
Exactly. Exactly. But if I had had these phrases in Spanish, right, I could have had that edge and gotten my foot in there a little bit. Yeah. So good. So good.
Yes, exactly. Okay, guys, you do not want to miss this web class. There is nothing else out there that will prepare you for this real life fast group conversation. Mm-hmm. So sign up, guys, for this web class, allearsenglish.com/coffee. And remember, this is live, guys. This is not recorded.
Definitely.
All right. Yes. So this is your only chance to learn these strategies.
And these web classes are getting really, really popular. We're having lots of students sign up. So be sure to reserve your spot. We wouldn't want you to miss it if you procrastinate a little bit, right? So allearsenglish.com/coffee. Get in there and reserve your spot. It's going to be at the end of November.
Mm-hmm. And come early, guys. That's the other key, right? If you come late, you may not get into the room because there is a limited number of spots. So mark your calendar, and then come 5 minutes early to hang out with us, to chat about, you know, life, about the weather, all the good stuff that we begin by hanging out casually on the web class.
I know the pre-party is going to be even more fun because there'll be more of us.
Pre-party.
A real pre-party.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right.
All right, guys. Well, I can't wait for the web class.
Me too. It's going to be awesome.
It'll be fun. Awesome. I will see you guys there.
All right.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.